Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the show about growing, enjoying, and protecting your business.
It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared.
Now, if you know what you're worth, now go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Wishing you. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. You're listening to DSRadio.net. Here's your host, Terry Wilson.
And today I'm going to talk to you about five simple cures to work smarter and save time. And if there was ever a time I needed that, it was today. My word, have you ever had a Monday where you just couldn't get anything done? I took my car to have a simple oil change done because tomorrow I'm driving to Atlanta to see the opening day game of the Atlanta Braves and the New York Mets. And that is an annual ritual that my son and I do. We try to catch at least the opening day game and try to catch three or four games throughout the season. So I went in for a simple oil change, and it was supposed to be a $30, 30-minute event. Turns out, this was at 1 o'clock, turns out it was a $1,000 event, a little over $1,000, and I didn't get out till 6:30, and oh my word, what a Monday. So I go in, it's supposed to be an oil change, and then they get the car up on the rack, and they say, hey, you need brakes, and I said, well, how quickly, and they say, well, like tomorrow, and I was like, okay, well, go ahead. So the $300 there, by the time the brake job and everything, we turned into $300, and then finally get the car back, and get the going down the road, and I hear this noise, and I see the battery light come on, take it back in, and when I cut it off to go in to tell them about the situation, they then come out and they can't get it started. And then, oh my word, what is going on? Long or the short, had to have an alternator, serpentine belt. After everything was said and done, it was another $700 and some odd on top of the $300 I'd already spent. So it turned into just an absolute nightmare. But Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, as my grandfather used to say, me and my son, we'll be on our way to Atlanta tomorrow to see the Braves. But as I was sitting in the waiting room, of course, I had all this time. I was reading entrepreneur.com and had five simple cures to work smarter. And when we get back, I want to talk to you about it.
The ability to reach, connect, and convert qualified people with your goods and services is the number one challenge of every small business, entrepreneur, and sales professional. If you've been in business for any time at all, you know that countless hours and money can be spent on this one objective. Now there is a turnkey solution to all your marketing and sales needs. Go to leadsbyterry.com. That's L-E-A-D-S by T-E-R-R-Y.com to see a turnkey lead generation solution that will grow your sales by 300% within 90 days. And all with the simple push of a button. Go to leadsbyterry.com now and get a free demo on how the system works.
You're listening to Dollars and Cents. And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
So hopefully you won't have the Monday I had, and you'll have time to get things done on a daily basis. But, you know, those things happen, and we just make provisions and move on. So I want to talk to you about five simple cures to work smarter and save time. And this was an article written by Matthew Torin in entrepreneur.com. He says, you know, you've heard the expression work smarter, not harder before, but what does that really mean exactly? When your inbox is packed, there's a giant stack on your desk and the phone keeps ringing, how are you supposed to get all of the things done smarter? Or if you're like me, you're stuck at a garage. The truth is, many of our common ways of doing things aren't actually productive. When you focus too heavily on the fact of doing over the brilliance of planning, you can be spinning your wheels with a lot of extra activities that aren't even driving results. That means lots of time wasted on things that aren't worth your attention or that could be handled in a much more efficient way. And if there's anything that we've always stressed on this program is plan, plan, plan. If you don't make plans, if you don't set daily goals, you're just going to be floundering around. As Benjamin Franklin once said, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Here are five simple cures to help you work smarter in the days ahead. Number one, structure. The wealthiest entrepreneurs know that having some structure to your schedule creates a routine of success. If you're running around, you know, willy-nilly, stomping out fires instead of planning your business's future, you're going to burn out and fall way behind. The key to an effective workday is setting some structure in place. See, get up at the same time every Monday through Friday and carve out a routine. For instance, wake up, work out, eat breakfast, answer emails, phone calls, block out time for actual planning and work, check your email again, phone calls again, and then be done for the day. When you break out of your structure and start answering emails and phone calls all day and all night, you are actually wasting a lot of time. Having structure allows you to prioritize your day, trains your staff and clients when they're going to have access to you, and also allows you to carve out dedicated time for family, friends, and yourself. Structure makes you work smart as an entrepreneur. Be back after this.
Proper life insurance can save you and your loved ones from financial hardship that an untimely death can have. No one wants to see their loved ones suffer. Protecting your loved ones with life insurance can save them from financial catastrophe in a time that is already very painful. Go to freelifequote.net, that's freelifequote.net, and shop out your rate now with over 40 of the top insurance companies around. With shopping your rate out through freelifequote.net, you are guaranteed the lowest rate, with the most coverage from high-ranked and reputable insurance carriers. Take 2 minutes and find out how affordable life insurance can be at freelifequote.net. That's freelifequote.net.
Health insurance has become a political football here lately. And like everything else, when politics are involved, the truth becomes more and more difficult to receive and perceive. Now a free guide is available at myfreehealthguide.com that will give you the facts on every available plan on and in the marketplace. Your health and your family's are too important for you not to get the facts for yourself. Don't allow politicians to push or pull you from or to the health coverage you may or may not need. Get an unbiased, non-political guide on how you can save 40 to 90% off on both private and public health plans and even eliminate any deductibles. Go to www.myfreehealthguide.com to get this free information for yourself and start making the best decisions for you and your family today. MyFreeHealthGuide.com.
You're listening to Dollars and Cents. And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
Number two, drop the myth of multitasking. Boy, this is a huge one. Perhaps for a few of the world's most talented mothers, and I've got one as a wife, there is a such thing as multitasking. But for the rest of us mere mortals, drop the idea that you can multitask and be effective. The brain isn't wired to do the task well, to task well at once. Focus on talking or typing, working or thinking, but don't try to do more than one at a time. You end up wasting more time trying to correct your words or rewrite your email. Your brain is losing efficiency each time it jumps to a new task. Focus on one task at a time. Complete it fully, then move to the next one. This will help you gain much more time in the long run. Trust me. Number three, urgent does not necessarily mean important. Part of being an entrepreneur is using sound judgment. You have to know your business model and products. You have to trust your judgment to hire vendors and staff. Apply that same sense of good judgment to the urgent versus the important tasks that rise every day. Part of the brilliance of working in a structure is that in many ways it eliminates this urgent versus important issue. Know your limits. Your brain can only take so much. If you check your email or return calls in scheduled batches of your structured routine, it trains your staff and clients to figure out their own problems. Have the judgment and discipline to step out of the easy habit of thinking every urgent thing is important. It's not. Learning to let urgent go will save you a tremendous amount of time and stress so you can work smarter and focus on what is important. And I tell you what, if there's anything you get from this podcast, learn number three. Urgent does not necessarily mean important. I used to work with a friend of mine, Perry Edge, at a music store in Gaffney, and he had this cliche that he used all the time because he worked in the service department. And he always would say, because people would wait to the last minute before they had a gig that night and have to have something fixed so they can go and play their music and perform at whatever gig they had. And he would always say, you know, poor planning on your part does not constitute an emergency on my part. And that is so true. That has stuck with me throughout all of these years. And what he was basically saying is your urgency doesn't necessarily mean it's my importance. And in business, you know, sometimes clients, vendors, people, staff, employees, there's all of these things that are screaming at the top of their lungs, but it doesn't necessarily mean they are the one that necessarily needs your attention right then. And as an entrepreneur, as a businessman and woman, you really have to start detaching yourself a little bit emotionally from situations and start thinking strategically in business. What is most important for my business goals right now? Is this person screaming with their hair on fire the most important? And if it is, grab it. Is this employee that if I can just answer one question, they can close this huge deal? You know, which is more important? And so thinking strategically like an entrepreneur will help you in that. Number four, turn it off. Smartphones and Wi-Fi is amazing. It's easy to take them for granted now because they've become part of our life. That just wasn't around 10 years ago. Yet entrepreneurs such as Bill Gates and Richard Branson still manage to build billion-dollar empires with a landline phone. All this connectivity is convenience at its best, but it can also be incredibly disruptive to your workflow. To work smarter, you need to find times in the day when the instant message options are off, the email notifications are blocked, and the phone is on do not disturb. All those pings, chimes, and vibrating distractions takes your brain out of a creative process. Only you have the power to turn all the distractions off and focus on blocks of time devoted solely to work. The creative process and your business depends on it. So number four, turn off all of the distractions. Number five, take lots of breaks. Now, I know this is counterintuitive, but I'm telling you, as someone who used to just sit at the desk for 6 and 8 hours at a time before they'd even get up to take a snack, that is just not efficient. That is not the way to work. You have to take lots of breaks. How can you take lots of breaks and still get anything done? Easy. It's all about structure again. When you plan out your day to have moments of time between tasks for your breaks, you're setting yourself up for success. When you go, 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 you end up burning out big time. You really do. And that just impedes that creative process. However, if you set up time for short walks, meals, other small blocks of time to reset your brain and fuel your body, you'll have energy. You'll have brain, juicy brain matter, as they call it. You'll be strong all day. See, don't feel guilty about getting up from your workspace every 2 hours for water, a snack, and a few laps around the block. Keeping your body fueled and rejuvenated will keep you working smarter for a long time down the road. Listen, if you're a small business person, a small business woman, you're a salesperson, you're an entrepreneur, your greatest asset is your mind, that creative, those creative juices, thoughts, and ideas that get you thinking, how can I get in front of the next person? How can I influence the people that are in my funnel of business now? All of that is going to require you to become more structured, to drop myths about multitasking, to understand the difference between urgency and importance. Turn it all off and take lots of breaks. Till next time, this is Terry Wilson, DSRadio.net. 90 degrees and freezing.
You're listening to DSRadio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.